This is 91.3 FM KUAF in Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, Siloam Springs, a listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas. And before we wrap up today's show, there's one last piece of news to share. After 12 years, today is my last day at KUAF. But I'm excited to announce I've accepted a position as Editor-in-Chief of Arkansas Soul, a nonprofit digital media organization creating content by, for, and about Black, Indigenous, and people of color in Arkansas. I'm thrilled to continue serving my community as a journalist, and I'm so pleased that I get to expand my storytelling to the entire state, and that I'll be able to share stories through a variety of media, including audio, video, and print. It has been an honor and a privilege that so many of you have shared your stories with me and welcomed me into your cars, homes, offices, and wherever else you've tuned in. I feel incredibly blessed to have met so many wonderful and passionate people that genuinely want to do good. Your kindness has continually renewed my faith in humanity and given me hope. Thank you to the hundreds of people who have come into the studio or spoken with me over the phone or on Zoom over the last year. It's a huge act of faith to share intimate, personal stories with a complete stranger, and I have been in constant awe of that trust for over a decade. It's humbling, honestly, and I do not take this trust lightly. I promise to continue handling your stories with care, always being mindful of maintaining your dignity and authenticity while sharing those stories with our audience. I'm always up for an adventure, and a career in journalism has provided me with a wide array of experiences. I've made friends with a 500-pound boar, chased wild waterfalls, ziplined through the canopy of the Ozarks, and watched men build part of a castle by hand. I've enjoyed having people share their talents with me, and I have a special place in my heart for all the musicians I've met. Large concerts aren't quite the same once you've had artists perform for you as an audience of one. I cherish both the quiet and the loud personal concerts I've recorded over the years, and if I didn't tell you before, these are some of my most cherished memories. Some of my greatest joys have been the times when the simple act of sharing your stories has led to connections within the community among folks who can do good work for other groups of people. Perhaps most of all, I've loved giving voice to the voiceless, people who are not often heard from, as well as those who feel they don't have a story to tell, or maybe just one that anyone would listen to. I plan to continue that work on my next adventure, and you're more than welcome to follow along at argotsoul.com. And even if this is where we part ways, thank you again for being a part of this chapter of my life. Thank you for listening and for caring, and please always remember to support the people and causes you believe in. And just in case no one has told you, you matter and your stories matter, always. And if you'll indulge me for one moment more, I'd like to end today's show with a little George Strait. When I was a kid, I remember listening to the radio one time when a DJ announced it was his last day and this was the song he wanted to go out on. I never could have imagined that I would have found myself in a similar situation, but now that I have, I'd like to carry on the tradition. Thanks again for the memories, and I hope we'll see each other again soon. Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Thanks as always for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend.